Ms. Rodriguez, you will be first on this one. District 205 currently does not provide an option for citizens to remotely watch monthly school board meetings. In the interest of transparency, do you think it's important for the meetings to be live streamed? Why or why not?
Well, it would be nice. Yes, it would be. But we do not offer that. I guess I don't really know what to say about that. Well, for it to be live, it's not. It is nice. It is a nice thing to have. We do have a recording, and it's recorded, and it's posted on our YouTube channel after our meetings. What we really want is for the people to come to our meetings. We really want to see your faces. We really want to hear your comments. We really want to know what you have to say. That is what we really want to do. For you to watch our YouTube video and then to go read the Register Mail article or the WGIL article afterwards, it's not everything that is always presented at the table. We feel very strongly about what happens at our table, and that when we make decisions, we stand behind those decisions. And we are a board. I am one of seven. I am one vote of seven people. So when I make a vote, I feel wholeheartedly that that is the right vote that I am making. So more than anything, we would love for you guys to come to our meetings to see you. So the live streaming is not a huge deal, I guess I want to say. So that's what I have to say. That's a hard question.
Mr. Sharp.
Well, I would agree with Courtney on liking to see as many people at a board meeting as possible. But unfortunately, with the lives that most of us lead today, it's not always possible for us to fit that into a schedule. And a lot of times we need to be able to go back and look at that later. But as far as the transparency thing, I would like to say that the Galesburg School District is a public school. And I think that the word public speaks for itself when it comes to transparency. If it is a public school, we have to be transparent. It's for the public. We are not a private school, so there shouldn't be anything private. So, therefore, if we do live stream these and then people can go back and watch them later, they can keep up on what's going on. We do that in our own lives. We have to. I mean, most of us have children that we have to take care of, jobs we have to maintain, and other activities in our life. So we need to have that time to just sit down and be able to review those things. I know sometimes there is a cost. I know sometimes it's difficult to be able to live stream things like that. I know as the bowling coach, I was always being asked, is the bowling meet going to be live streamed? Because parents couldn't always make it to those. So I really would like to see that we live stream and make sure everything's transparent.
Ms. Cervantes.
This is an interesting question because, as Member Rodriguez says, we've offered the opportunity during COVID. And as Mr. Sharp has said, transparency is important. But all of our documents are out there because it is public, because this is a taxpayer-funded entity. You have access to everything that we have access to, unless it is directly employee related. Our meetings are business meetings in public. And this is a thing that I didn't understand until I joined the board. So we're doing the business of the board in a public space so that those conversations are not behind closed doors. And anyone who followed District 205 board meetings when I was president for 4 years knows that those meetings would become quite long because I made sure we were having those conversations, some very, very important conversations in that public sphere. In fact, board members still currently joke when we're out of the building quicker. So I would say that if we can find a way, because, again, cost-effective, our responsibility is to taxpayers, but also that showing up and being part of that business meeting and watching us work will hopefully give you the idea and the perception that we actually do all of our business in the public.